And now we're going to Q5?
Yeah.
Q5. Yeah, Q5. Q5. Q5 is to adopt the resolution number 461, addressing anti-Semitism, affirming the value of Jewish students, faculty, staff, and families. Dr. Getty?
Thank you, President Segura. This item, while it was precipitated by some very ugly graffiti that was placed upon Bonita Vista High School, really speaks to a larger issue that's going on society-wide, and that's the topic of hate and the fact that it's manifesting itself in different ways across our community. So we want to stand in solidarity with our Jewish community to ensure that they know and that they have that understanding that we support them, and we're going to fight hate. We're going to use our voice to express our how we feel about any manifestation of this to ensure that all of our students, including our Jewish students, feel that support. Again, it's probably signs of a broader goings on in the world, but we wanted to make sure we adopted this resolution. That we adopted this resolution to be able to support our students and, again, our broader Jewish community. So with that, I will ask, I'm looking for Dr. Moore, but I don't see Dr. Moore. So, yeah, so at this point, I will.
We have several speakers to the item. Did you want to?
Yeah, so while we wait for Dr. Moore, we can take speakers.
Yeah, so I don't know how many speakers we have, but we're going to be limiting the agenda items to 20 minutes for all items. So thank you. So did you want Dr. Moore to lead off and then go to the public comment?
I think you want to take public comment?
We can take public comment.
Okay.
The first speaker I have is Anna Maya.
Hello, my name is Anna Maya, and I am a senior at Bonita Vista High School. Although I am excited and grateful for being able to stand and speak before you all today, I am with a heavy heart that I must present to you an anti-Semitism resolution. I am sad that there have been so many circumstances that have led us to this point, yet proud to know I will be making a difference for the Jewish students in Sweetwater Union High School District. This resolution is just a first step towards ensuring that Jewish students and teachers in Sweetwater feel both represented as well as protected. Anti-Semitism is prejudice, discrimination, or hostility against Jewish people. It is also the world's oldest form of a hatred. From year zero to now, anti-Semitism has not only remained present, but is on a significant rise. Jews are the largest targeted religious minority in California, according to the FBI's 2018 hate crime statistics. How can my ethnic and religious community, who only makes up 2% of California's population, be number one on society's hate crime list? I'd like to think most anti-Semitic actions are executed solely out of ignorance and not hatred, as it is much easier to combat an ignorant society rather than a hateful one. Furthermore, in hopes that our local anti-Semitism is out of ignorance or lack of education, I can tell you right now that that solution is through proper and adequate representation in high and middle school curricula. I, for one, have single-handedly experienced anti-Semitism throughout my entire high school career. Since freshman year, 10th grade, through virtual learning and now, anti-Semitism is just getting worse and worse, not only in my school, but across the country. Most recently, there was an anti-Semitic images spray painted at Bonita Vista High School and Bonita Vista Middle School alongside homophobic slurs. My principal, Dr. Del Rosario, supported my efforts to turn the incident into a learning opportunity as I developed a school-wide workshop on anti-Semitism education and initiated an Israel club with a focus on combating anti-Semitism. I was also a guest speaker at a Bonita Vista TEDx talk event where I was able to share my experiences with anti-Semitism and how it has impacted me. My own family escaped persecution and are immigrants to this country, just like so many of my fellow classmates across the district. That commonality is an important one I share with my peers, but my intersectionality as a member of both the Jewish and Latinx communities are intertwined and inseparable. My Jewish identity has shaped me, but so have my experiences with anti-Semitism. I will not stand for anti-Semitism, just as I will not stand for discrimination towards immigrants or the Latinx community or any other minority, nor should anyone in our school district. The condemnation of anti-Semitism in and around our schools needs to be made. It is because of the Jewish student population at Bonita Vista High School that I choiced in, rather than attending my neighborhood school, Eastlake High School, and many of my Jewish friends in the district have chosen to do the same. I chose Bonita over Eastlake, knowing I would at least belong to a Jewish community as a safety net, in fear I would not be accepted in an environment without Jewish presence. Even more so, though I no longer live within the district boundaries of Sweetwater, I decided to stay and finish my high school career at Bonita because I care about the future of this community. I care about Sweetwater, and I chose it over San Dieguito Unified High School District because it is crucial to establish a safe, loving, accepting environment for future Jewish students enrolled in this district. Just because I do not have a solution for such anti-Semitism doesn't mean we cannot aid in helping to eliminate it. Adopting this anti-Semitism resolution would not only be step one for a more inclusive Sweetwater community, but establish a sense of security for marginalized Jewish students and staff across the district. It is my responsibility to speak on behalf of those who cannot speak for themselves and to provide a safe school environment for the future Jewish generations within Sweetwater. It is not within me, my ethics, or my morals to leave somewhere without it being safe for the future of the San Diego Jewish community. In contrast to my ancestors who fled from persecution, I have decided to stay and change the unfortunate normalization of anti-Semitism so that there will be safety and peace for the future. Thank you.
Esther Turquay. Esther, are you on the phone?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Sweetwater School Board members. Thank you for giving me the time to speak today. My name is Esther Turquay, and I'm a proud Jewish student at Bonita Vista High School. I'm speaking to you today in support of Resolution Number 4761. Addressing anti-Semitism and affirming the value of Jewish students, faculty, staff, and families. Unfortunately, my high school was vandalized earlier this semester with hatred to target me and my peers. This made me feel targeted and on edge, something that no kid should feel, especially not at school. This is my first time experiencing an anti-Semitic hate crime. As a leader in this district, I am turning to you to make sure that no student feels targeted, discriminated against, or excluded. We can do this together by standing up against hate. Since I was young, I have always believed in the power of education. I believe that these actions are not coming from a place of hate, but a place of ignorance. Today, I am here to support the resolution and myself commit to continuing to educate my peers about anti-Semitism and the hatred that my community faces daily. If we do not call out our hatred, it is able to flourish in our community, which is why I implore that my school board is voting on this resolution to show that hatred is not allowed in the Sweetwater Junior High School District. Please vote yes on the resolution to protect me and my peers from hatred. And thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Eckstein.
Hi, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm Jennifer Eckstein. I am the teacher at Bonita Vista High School. I am AP Environmental Science, IB ESS, and Accelerated Biology. And I'm also the advisor to our Jewish Culture Club. I myself am a Jewish teacher. So I'll start off with my quote by Micah Pollack from UCSD that passivity and silence are never the answer. If left unchallenged, hateful speech can escalate into a threat. On December 3rd, after, of course, we had our vandalism, and after our politicians came to our school, I was a victim of anti-Semitic hate speech on an Instagram post. I won't go into what it was, but it was really bad. For my 22 years, I have never experienced what I've experienced at this school. We've had swastikas, we've had that, but never me being targeted. And every day I have gone to school, every day. Some call me brave, some call me, you know, how could I attend? But I will never let hate win at this school. And although I sometimes worry about my family, I will show up every day.
here for a second. You know, the sad part is I really believe it's somebody I'm currently teaching, based on the fact that they can spell my name right. And, you know, some humor is most people can't spell my last name. But it's vile and disgusting that I might be among the student that has posted this. So with this resolution, it's important because this is the beginning of the rebuilding and the re-education of our precious Benita Vista High School community. We have an amazing community, and it really does deserve healing. But I just want to be clear, we really do have a long way to go. We have a lot to do. You know, educators and admin, we need to respond to every single hate event, whether it's person or online, and we need to state publicly that this is not acceptable in our community, and it has no place in our schools. Thank you.
Rabbi Miller.
Hi, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
My name is Mima Miller. I'm the rabbi of the largest Orthodox Jewish community in San Diego. And it's very relevant that we discuss condemning anti-Semitism specifically today. Tonight, in the Jewish calendar, we mark one of the first anti-Semitic attacks against the Jewish people, the siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, in the year 588 BCE that sent Jews into exile. And hundreds of thousands of Jews will be fasting tomorrow to remember that. The chief rabbin of Israel also chose to observe tonight and tomorrow as a day to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust and those whose Yahrzeit anniversary of their deaths are unknown. As a rabbi of the San Diego community for the past 3 years, I had to deal with numerous, and one is too many, anti-Semitic attacks that happened in our public school districts. Anti-Semitism in our schools increased, also specifically during the recent terror organization attacks from Gaza in the recent summer. And we need to condemn this hatred in all its forms. Now, why should we single out anti-Semitism out of all hate crimes? Well, let's start with the FBI statistics from 2020, which states that hate crimes targeting Jews comprised almost 55% of all religious bias crimes last year. Nearly one out of every four Jews in the U.S. has been the subject of anti-Semitism over the past year. And we have to acknowledge the fact that anti-Semitism always shifts its forms. Jewish hatred is one of the only forms of hatred that is coming both from the far right and from the far left. And Jew haters who know that they can't do so openly because of political correctness, they use the same age-old anti-Semitic vile rhetoric. They supplement the word Jew with Zionism. And in speaking with many of our young members, I asked them if they feel comfortable openly wearing a yarmulke or a Jewish star